it is worth noting that a lot of these people, I mean, not only are they rich people in Russia who are supporters of the Kremlin, but a lot of them go back with Putin for decades. Igor Shechin, one of the people on the EU sanction list, who I imagine, I don't have any information about this, but I imagine will likely be looked at by the U.S. His connections with Putin date to the 1990s. He was the deputy head of Putin's administration for a number of years, and they're friends. So, you know, those kinds of connections are what the U.S. is going to be trying to be targeting. Some of the billionaires have already come out and said, we're against the war, please don't sanction us. The U.S. has often ignored those comments, but it really is anyone's guess the extent to which this will shift policy in the Kremlin.
Has something like this been done before, leveraging sanctions against a specific individual? And when these things happen, do the people sanctioning get the results they want?
You know, one of the sanctions experts I spoke to, Adam Smith, who was a former Obama administration official, made the point to me that sometimes the sanctions have the opposite of the intended effect, right? You think that what you're doing is deterring, these oligarchs from supporting Putin, but in some ways, if they make the U.S. seem like the bad guy, they could actually drive potential sources of defection into Putin's arms by giving them a reason to hate the U.S. or to feel like the U.S. and its allies are treating them unfairly. You know, we will have to see. I mean, there are a lot of humanitarian sanctions that have had devastating impacts in other countries in different periods of time. And there are legitimate questions about the extent to which the U.S. sanctions on Russia will do that. We've seen reports of, you know, in the 90s, tens of thousands, maybe hundreds of thousands of civilians were killed by the U.S. sanctions on Saddam Hussein before the invasion. We are seeing extremely dangerous situation in Afghanistan, where sanctions have been leading to a likely humanitarian crisis. The sanctions on the oligarchs and the freezing of their overseas assets does appear to be a different category. It's going after these rich guys with tons of assets, tons of liquidity, even in Russia, that they will be okay. And so the humanitarian cost of these particular sanctions, maybe not so great, but the overall U.S. strategy to cripple the Russian economy, you know, could do a lot of damage on a lot of innocent people. Obviously, the need to do so based on the invasion of Ukraine and the need to strike back at Russia may overpower that.